The lining of each of these different pearls will be of different colors. In each of these pearls will be beds, will be wives, will be servants, will be the maidens of Jannat. The lowest of them will be a beautiful maiden, the lowest will be a beautiful maiden with huge round black eyes. She will be wearing 70 different garments, 70 different colors. Each garment, different color, different texture, different smell. But the texture of all 70 garments are such that he will see his reflection on her chest through the 70 garments. And the weight of the 70 garments will be such that he will be able to lift all 70 garments on the joint of his smallest finger. And her beauty will be such. Jannat gets better and better and better. Dunya gets worse and worse and worse. And still the arrogance of this insan, still the foolishness of this insan, carried away by the palaces and by the homes of this world. Why don't we take lesson from the ruins? That today that palace, no matter how beautiful it is, what will happen to it down the line? Kullu baytin wa in talat salamatuha yawman satudrikuhun nakba'u wal hurabu. Every home, no matter how beautiful and how long lasting it is, that day is going to come when it will become dilapidated ruins. Spiders will make their homes there, frogs will make their homes there, rabbits will make their homes there, insects will make their homes in those dilapidated ruins. Where are those great kings of the world who made all sorts of claims? Today they have perished, they have gone into the sand, their bodies have been eaten up by insects, and those insects have been eaten up by insects, and those insects have been eaten up by insects. Nothing of them remains. But that day is going to come when once again Allah will resurrect them. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَن يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Allah says, Allah sends Jibreel, when Aas bin Wail makes these claims, Allah says, why doesn't this insan realize from what he was created? Today he is arguing, today he is saying, who will give life to these decrepit remains when they have scattered like this? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Say unto them, that Allah who created it the first time will resurrect it again. Dunya is going towards ruination. Dunya is going towards destruction. Jannat is better and better and better. The Jannati will be sitting in his palace. There will be a knock at the door. His servant will open the door. The angel of Allah will be there, asking permission to enter the court of the Jannati. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. Allah says, when you see my Jannat, when you see my Jannat, you will see bounties and a vast kingdom. Mufassirin explain in the tafsir of مُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, that Allah will make this Jannati a great king. One of the tafsirs of this is such a great ruler that the angels will have to seek permission to enter his court. This servant will whisper to the next servant, to the next servant. Why? It is the court of the king. Respect has to be observed. Reverence has to be observed. Each one will whisper till the last servant will whisper in the ears of this Jannati. One angel of Allah wants permission to enter. He will whisper back, give him permission. The chain will continue to the last servant till the angel enters. This angel will be carrying a fruit wrapped up in silk, will bring it to the Jannati and will say to the Jannati that this is a special gift which Allah has sent for you. The silk will be removed. He will see this beautiful fruit. Then the Jannati will say that this fruit, I already have it in my gardens. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الرِّزْقَى قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. He will say that we were given this fruit before. I already have it in my gardens. So many different types of fruit. Maybe, example, he has 10,000 different types of fruit in his gardens. He says this, وَأُتُو بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. It will be outwardly resembling, but the inside is not the same. The angel will say, why don't you try this one? Try this one. He will take one bite. If the Jannati had 10,000 different fruits in his garden, Allah Ta'ala has kept the taste of all 10,000 different fruits in this one fruit. If there are five different tastes, and you join it together, it will become a sixth taste. That is not what will happen. There's no kamal or achievement in that. But he will take the bite, and like a person scrolling through a book, instantly his mouth will register individually each taste of 10,000 different fruits in the one bite. وَأُتُو بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. They will be given ni'mats and bounties that will outwardly resemble. But it will get better and better. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi says, when the Jannati enters into Jannat, he will immediately be overtaken by a burst of joy when he sees Jannat. It will be said to him, أَرَأَيْتَ سُوَارَ فَرْحَتِكَ هَذِهِ. Are you experiencing a burst of joy? He will say yes. It will be said to him that from now till eternity your joy will increase. Your joy will increase. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا إِسْمُهُ بَيْدَخْ عَلَيْهِ قُبَابٌ مِّنْ يَاقُوتٍ تَحْتَهُ جُوَارُ النَّابِتَاتِ. He says in Jannat is one stream, one river. Its name is Baydakh. Over it is a dome of sapphire. Underneath this dome are beautiful maidens of Jannat, Nabitat. Like how vegetation grows up, these beautiful maidens have grown up. Yaqulu Ahlul Jannah, the people of Jannat, the men of Jannat will say, Intaliqu bina ilal Baydakh. Let's take a stroll and go to Baydakh. As they will arrive at Baydakh, they will start analyzing, like judges of a Miss Universe competition, all the streams of beautiful women that are there on display. إِذَا أَعْجَبَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِإِمْرَأَ. If he finds one that interests him, all he will do, مَسَّ مِعْصَمُهَا فَتَبِعَتْهُ وَتَنْبُتُ فِي مَكَانِهَا أُخْرَى. He will touch her forearm. She will come to life and follow him. And in her place another one will grow up. To continue with the riwayat of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the lowest jannati, he says that such will be the beauty of that woman. كلما أعرض عنها إعراضة ازدادت في عينه سبعين ضعفا. Every time the Jannati turns his face away from his wife and he looks back, when he looks back, she will have become 70 times more beautiful. When he turns away, his kingdom is such, he is a king, she will not turn away from him. In one riwayat it comes, in aqbalat or adbarat wahiya muqbila. Whether she is walking towards him or walking away from him, her face will still face him. When he turns away and looks back, he will find that she is 70 times more beautiful. فَتَقُولُ لَهَا فَيَقُولُ لَهَا. He will say to her, وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ إِزْدَدْتَ فِي عَيْنِي سَبْعِينَ ضِعْفًا عَمَّا كَانَتْ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. He will say to her, Allah's qasam, what has happened? You have become 70 times more beautiful than what you were before. She will say to him, فَتَقُولُ لَهُ وَاللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ وَأَنْتَ لَقَدْ إِزْدَدْتَ فِي عَيْنِي سَبْعِينَ ضِعْفًا. Allah's qasam, and again Allah's qasam, you have become 70 times more beautiful in my eyes. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu hears this, he addresses Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ala tasma'u ila ma yuhadithuna ibn ummi abdin an adna ahlil jannati manzilan fakifa alahum. He says to Ka'b that can't you hear, listen to what Ibn Mas'ud is saying about the lowest jannati, what must be the highest one? What must be the highest one? There are stages in Jannat. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu replies, Fiha ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, inna Allah ta'ala khalaqa daran fil jannah, ja'ala fiha ma sha'a min al azwaj wal ashriba wal thamarat thumma atbaqaha. He says there are such things which no eye has seen, no ear has ever heard of. Allah Ta'ala has made a special palace in Jannat, referring to Jannatul Firdaus, the highest Jannat. Allah has made a special palace in Jannat. In it, Allah has kept wives, and Allah has kept palaces, and Allah has kept fruit, and Allah has kept bounties. Then Allah sealed him. Allah sealed that Jannat. فَلَمْ يَرَهَا أَحَدْ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ لَا جِبْرِيلُ وَلَا غَيْرُهُ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And this is such a special surprise, the highest Jannat, that no creation of Allah, not even the Malaika, not even Jibreel has seen this Jannat. Allah has created us for that. Allah has not sent us for the worthless and the useless things of this world. Utlubni tajidni in wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. O insan, O my banda, search for me. Allah says, search for me. Make that effort to acquire the greatness of Allah. Tajidni, you will find me. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. If you have found your Allah, if your heart is filled with the love of Allah, if your living is for Allah, if your walking is for Allah, if your talking is for Allah, if your living is for Allah, if your dying is for Allah, if your wealth is for Allah, if your home is for Allah, if your children are for Allah, if you belong to Allah, in wajadtani, if you have found Allah, wajadta kulla shay, you have found everything. What does it mean to find Allah? What does it mean to become the beloved of Allah? What does it mean to gain the closeness of Allah? What does it mean to gain the nearness of Allah? My respected brothers, there is a medium, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. Allah says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah, if you want the closeness of Allah, if you want the nearness of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your day, Kubra, that when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little baby in the lap of his mother Amina, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended, فَغَشِيَتُ وَغَيَّبَتُ, the cloud covered the body of this child, then it lifted up, and a voice called out from the unseen, طوفوا به مشارق الأرض ومغاربها ليعرفوا باسمه ونعته وسورته. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know the status of my Nabi. Let them come to know the nobility of my Nabi. Let them be introduced to who is my Nabi. وَأَعْتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيثْ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحٍ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَاعِيلٍ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحٍ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطٍ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقٍ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبٍ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَعَ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالٍ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسٍ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسٍ وَزُهْدَ يَحْيَى وَزُهْدَ عِيسَى وَعِصْمَةَ يَحْيَى وَاغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the ma'rifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus
Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam. Waghmisuhu fi akhlaqin nabiyyin, and anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. He was made Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya, the special and specific attributes of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam collectively were placed in the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he was a little baby, for the next 63 years, he went higher and higher in stature and in nobility in the sight of Allah, till he reached such a level that it is doubtful that anyone in the annals of history have uttered such eloquent words in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as were uttered by the Sahabi Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as he stood on the minbar of Masjid Nabawi, looked at the noble and beautiful countenance of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and like flowers the words flowed from his lips, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. He says, more magnificent than you, my eyes have never seen. More beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to a child. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي. You have been created free from every blemish. It appears, O my beloved Nabi, as if you told Allah how to create you, and Allah created you on your desires. Such a Nabi. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. This ummah was selected, chosen to be in the ummah of Imamul Anbiya, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Nabi, what was the ihsan? What was the favor on this ummah? He finished himself. Everything was given with one goal and one object, that this ummah must get hidayat. Married to the richest woman in Makkah, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yet the day comes that he stands on Mount Safa and calls out to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi ma amsa li ali Muhammad suffatun min daqiq wala kaffatun min sha'ir. O Jibreel, the day has come, Allah's qasam, that in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there isn't one grain of wheat, there isn't one strand of barley. Everything was given. The home was emptied. Today this ummah, in the name of deen, in the name of Islam, is engaging in haram, is engaging in riba, is engaging in the disobedience of Allah, in fraud, in deceit, to fill their homes with dunya. Yet Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the home was emptied. Everything was given. One riwayat it comes. He comes to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Khadija, in qata'a ayyamun nawmi wal raha. O Khadija, the days of sleep and rest for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have come to an end. 360 idols in Baytullah, and Allah says, tell them what one Allah is doing. And not only that, prepare an ummah that will do this. Man adu'u, man yastajib, who am I going to call? Who is going to listen? He was giving her da'wat. She says, Ya Rasulullah, anta awwalu man tad'u, wa ana awwalu man astajib. You be the first to give the da'wat, I will be the first to say labbaik on your da'wat. The role of the wife of this ummah is being shown till qiyamah, that she is a partner with her husband in the effort of hidayat. The home was emptied. Can a parable, can an example be found in history Where Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he makes hijrat, leaves two balig daughters in the place of the enemy, leaves a blind father in such circumstances that there isn't one morsel of food to eat in the house. Can history put forward an example like this, where such an effort was made on Sahaba, that they understood that the taqaza and the requisite and the demand for the hidayat of insaniyat has to be given preference over everything? Today this ummah is saying, what about the right of the wife? What about the right of the children? What about the right of this? What about the right of that? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, na'udhu billah, didn't know this. They knew, but the cry and the pain for insaniyat, for humanity, that how this humanity can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat, for that they gave everything. They had in front of them the example of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who were closest to him, his family members, one by one he sacrificed them. Every sacrifice that could be given. In Uhud, he says to Sahaba, where is my uncle Hamza? Finally he comes upon the remains of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nose cut off, ears cut off, chest ripped open, stomach taken out, kidney taken out, liver taken out. Lying in a pool of blood, desecrated. Sahaba say they never heard him crying with sound. Except on this occasion when he saw the manner in which the body of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala had been mutilated. Such a bond of affection existed between them. He said, Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, took a new wife on the same day that he got Abdullah married to Amina. From the new union of Abdul Muttalib, Hamza was born. From Abdullah and Amina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born after 1 year. They were uncle and nephew, but same age. Thuwaiba, the slave girl of Abu Lahab, breastfed Hamza, and she breastfed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. Uncle and nephew, same age, foster brothers also. They grew up together. Such was the bond of affection that one day Hamza goes out hunting. When he comes back in the evening, his slave girl says to him, Ya Aba Umara, that was his nickname. You should have seen today the manner in which Abu Jahl insulted your nephew and he beat him. Hamza is incensed. He goes to where the Quraysh are gathered. Abu Jahl is in the center boasting. Hamza takes his sword, smashes it on the helmet of Abu Jahl, injuring him. And he says to him, you dared to insult my nephew. I also bring iman on him. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So we can imagine how it must have hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see the body of his uncle in this condition. He cried, it is said, Sahaba say, Allah sent Jibreel with a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have written on our arsh, Hamza to Asadullah wa Asadu Rasuli. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They say only when this message was received, then his crying got less. In the annals of history, the janazah of no person was performed 70 times. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the janazah of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu 70 times. It was the day of Uhud, was a day of great grief for Sahaba of Medina. Approximately 70 of the Ansar of Medina had been made shaheed. Medina was in grief. So many women had become widows. So many children had become orphans. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is entering Medina, he can hear the sound of crying coming from the homes of Medina. He starts crying again and he looks to Allah, Amma Hamza, Fala Bawaki Allah, Amma Hamza, Fala Bawaki Allah. Oh Allah, for my uncle Hamza there is nobody to cry. For my uncle Hamza there is nobody to cry. It was well known among Sahaba that the architect of this desecration was none other than Khalid bin Walid, who saw the unguarded mountain pass and ranked that broad and launched that flank movement, as a result of which all this desecration occurred. Yet 5 years later, in Umratul Qadha, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks for Khalid. When he cannot find him, he says to Walid bin Walid, the brother of Khalid, that where is Khalid? Walid says that Khalid, when he heard you were coming to Makkah for Umrah, ran away from Makkah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Walid bin Walid, that tell Khalid, the one who was behind the desecration of the body of his beloved uncle, the one who was behind so many homes of the Ansar of Medina being broken, he says to him, tell Khalid that it surprises me that an individual of his intelligence should be deprived of Islam. Tell him if he comes to us, he will see how we will honor him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns to Medina Munawwara. When Khalid comes back, he is given the message. The seeds of Islam were there from before. Now they take seed in his heart. And he makes the determination to travel to Medina Munawwara to accept Islam. He starts the journey. Himself he says, as I drew closer to Medina, each day the trepidation, the whisperings in my heart, the hesitation increase, that what will be my welcome? What will be my reception? How many of the women of Medina were made widows because of me? How many of the children of Medina were made orphans because of me? What hurt was caused to these people because of me? How many of their homes broke because of me? Yet such an effort was made on Sahaba that each one understood his wazifa. Each one understood his mansab. Each one understood his goal and his object. Akhirat was in front of them. The hidayat of humanity was in front of them. So much sacrifice was given for the hidayat of humanity that they sacrificed the inner zeal of their hearts also to such an extent that a sahabi would say that my love for my brother of Islam, a total stranger, who would accept Islam and would come to Medina Munawwara, a sahabi on Qasam would say that I love you more than I love my own blood kafir brother. His brother, blood brother, who was on kufr, he did not have as much affection for that brother as he had for a total stranger who had accepted Islam. The inner zeal, the inner jazbat of sahaba, they sacrificed it for the effort of hidayat. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, going with the jamaat of sahaba towards Rome, they reach a mountain pass, narrow mountain pass. The enemy had taken the body of Hisham bin As, the brother, elder brother of Amr bin As. They had made him shaheed, murdered him. They took his body and they laid it in the mountain pass. As Amr bin As is moving with the jamaat of Sahaba, he comes in front, he comes, and in front of him is the desecrated corpse of his brother. The narrator says it is as if the wind came out of the sails of his companions to see the brother, elder brother of the Amir in front of them, murdered like this. Amr bin As, realizing what had happened, in front of them was a greater goal, in front of them was a greater cry, the hidayat of humanity. He rides his horse over the dead body of his brother. To speak about this is easy. But what must have went through his heart as the hoof of his animal crushes the bones and the flesh of his brother underneath it. And he orders the Jama'at to ride. One by one they rode over the body of Hisham bin As. They did not allow anything to come in front of them. The goal was the hidayat of humanity. After the mission was accomplished, the narrator of the incident says, I saw Amr bin As with the tears pouring down his cheeks, collecting the little pieces of flesh of his brother in a bag, crying incessantly to see what had happened to his brother. If the sands of time could speak, if the pages of history could speak, if the mountains could speak, if the winds could speak, they would call out to this ummah today to understand your forgotten lesson of the people of the past. They left no stone unturned for the effort of hidayat. Every excuse possible, one by one, through their sacrifice, they broke those excuses. My wife is alone. My business, I have business commitments. There is no one to see to the family. This occasion is about to take place. That function is going to take place. Each and every of the trivial excuses that today is being put forth through their qurbani, through their sacrifice, each of those excuses were broken. They strove through the four corners of the world. Their bodies are scattered till today. A living testimony, a shahid, a witness, calling out to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Understand your mansab, understand your wazifa. Uqba bin Nafi' radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Algeria, where, from Najd he was. Where is Najd? Where is Algeria? The same sahabi, when he reaches Asafi, a city in Morocco, he takes his horse into the water until the water reaches the neck of the horse. And he says, oh my Allah, this is as far as I can go. If I knew of your makhluk beyond this, I would have taken the dawat of your deen to them also. And on the fact that he cannot go further, he utters a sigh of regret. Ya Asafa, Ya Asafa. That city gets named on the sigh of regret of the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam over the fact that he cannot go further. Abu, he is buried in Algeria. Abu Lubaba Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Baba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Tunis. Abu Zum'at al-Balawi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Tunis. Ruwaitha Ansari in Libya. Abdurrahman bin Abbas, Ma'bad bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma in Northern Africa. Khalid bin Walid in Hims. Abu Darda in Damascus. Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Damascus. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah in Jordan. Nu'man ibn Muqarrin al-Muzani in Nihawand. That sahabi concerning whom, when the news of his shahadat reached Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the news of the conquest of Nihawand, the happiness of the conquest of Nihawand, has been overshadowed by the grief of the news of the death of Nu'man radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. No stone was left unturned. No obstacle was allowed to come in front of them. Mu'az bin Jabal, Abdurrahman bin Mu'az, father and son in the mountains of Jordan. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah in Jordan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Zayd bin Haritha, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Muta. It is said that it is written on the cloth of his kafan, the hadith, that when the news of the shahadat of Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam is informed. He addresses Sahaba and he said, Zayd bin Haritha has become shaheed. And then he starts crying. Saad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ma hadhal buka ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, why are you crying? What was the meaning of this question? They understood each one's goal was this. Each one lived for this. That when can my life be given in the path of Allah? So Zayd has been accepted. Allah has accepted him. That is why he asked, Ma hadha al buka, why are you crying? Nabi Pak Salaam replies, Hada shokul habib ilal habib. This is the pain of separation of one beloved from another beloved. My Zayd has become shaheed. Ja'far bin Abi Talib in Muta, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 33 years of age, on the fields of Muta, hordes of the enemy in front of him, shaitan comes in a human form, فَجَعَلَ يُمَنِّيهِ بِالدُّنْيَا. And shaitan starts giving him the lalage and the attraction of dunya. Oh Ja'far, what about your family? Oh Ja'far, what about your children? Oh Ja'far, what about your wife? What about Medina? What about your property? Ja'far looks at him and he says, Ya habbad al jannati wa qtirabuha, tayyibatun wa baridatun sharabuha, wa rumu rumu qad dana adabuha, alayya idh laqaytuha dhirabuha. Invitation of dunya is being given. He says, Oh Jannat, how beautiful you are. How sweet your waters are. How lush your vegetation is. And he throws himself into the enemy. Sahaba say they counted more than 90 wounds on front of the body of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu. No obstacle was allowed to come in front. Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the home of Ja'far. As he enters, Asma bint Umays, the wife of Ja'far, runs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What news has Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought? She comes with great anticipation. Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at her with tears in his eyes. He says, Oh Asma, I have not brought any good news for you. Ja'far has become shaheed. When she hears this, she screams and falls down unconscious. The three young sons of Ja'far run to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jahishat ilan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They grab hold of the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All three start crying, clinging to him. Tears are falling down his cheeks as he cuddles the young sons of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 33 years of age. Their homes were broken. Our children were not more precious than their children. Our wives, Allah's qasam, are not more precious than their wives. The blood of Sahaba and the blood of the Ummah of the past and the Qurbani and sacrifice watered the gardens of Hidayat. No obstacle was allowed to come in front. Each one understood his purpose. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ja'far is made shaheed. He is made the Amir. Sahaba 3,000, enemies 200,000. Such obstacles. There was no question of logic. There was no question of holding back. Little but hesitation comes into his heart. He rebukes himself. أَقْسَمْتُ يَا نَفْس أَقْسَمْتُ يَا نَفْس لَتَنْزِلَنَّهُ أَوْ لَتُطَالِعَنَّهُ إِنْ أَجْلَبَ النَّاسَ وَشَدُّ الرَّنَّهُ مَا لِي أَرَاكِ تَكْرَهِينَ الْجَنَّهُ هَلْ أَنْتِ إِلَّا نُطْفَةٌ فِي شَنَّهُ. He says, O nafs, I give you the wasta, the medium of Allah's qasam. You will have to die. You will have to fall. Whether you like it or not, you will have to fall. Can't you see how the enemies of Islam, how the enemies of Allah have gathered to destroy the deen of Allah? Why are you holding back? Are you not but a drop of sperm? What has happened to you? Mali, araki takrahin al-jannah. Do you dislike Jannat? Do you dislike Jannat? Saying this, he throws himself till he also becomes shaheed. One by one. If the sands of time could bear witness, no excuse remains for this ummah. Such was the cry, such was the jazbah, the zeal for hidayat in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was transmitted to Sahaba. So that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala who says, finally the day came for him to enter Medina Munawwara. His heart full of trepidation, concern, what will be the reaction? He enters Medina. He says the doors of the homes of Medina were flung open from every direction. Men, women and children of Medina came running towards him. Their faces beaming with joy. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Welcome, O Khalid. Welcome, O Khalid. Welcome, O Khalid. It was as if the widows of Medina were saying to him, O Khalid, because of you my husband was murdered. Because of you my home was broken. Because of you I lost my partner. This I am prepared to tolerate. But that you should go to Jahannam, I am not prepared to tolerate. It was as if the yatim, children of Medina were saying to him, O Khalid, I lost the shadow of my father because of you. This I can tolerate, but that you should go to Jahannam, I am not prepared to tolerate. The fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the cry and the pain that was there in the heart of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba had this in front of them. Where Allah Ta'ala sends down verse upon verse in the Quran, O my Nabi, lessen your fikr, lessen your fikr, or else you are going to destroy yourself. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَىٰ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ Allah yakunu mu'mineen, ma anta alayhim bi jabbar, lasta alayhim bi wakil, lasta alayhim bi musaytir, wa man kafara, fala yahzunka kufru, wa laqad na'lamu annaka yadhiqu sadruka bima yakuloon, fala tadhhab nafsuka alayhim hasarat. Verse upon verse, lessen your fikr. You're going to destroy yourself. When a person died on kufr, it was as if he could see him going into Jahannam. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. Which language can possibly translate and express the extent of hasrat, the extent of grief and pain and fikr that is described in this verse of the Quran, where Allah says, O my beloved Nabi, with hasrat and with regret and regret and regret, do not destroy yourself. It is not your fault. No mother cried for this, for her child. No father cried for his child. Like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for this ummah. Which parent is there that tied two stones to their stomach for their child? Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam tied two stones to his mubarak stomach for this ummah. Everything was given for this ummah. Ummat must get hidayat. The ummat must get hidayat. Arafat, 5 hours. 5 hours. Sometimes must get hidayat. The ummat must get hidayat. Arafat, 5 hours. 5 hours. Sometimes with his hand raised above his head. Sometimes head height. Sometimes shoulder height. Crying to Allah. And crying to Allah. And crying to Allah. His cries were not for the Sahaba of that time. They were already guaranteed Jannat. His cry was for the Ummah to come. This horde of insaniyat, billions of humanity like ants that are going towards Jahannam. Irtidad, people becoming murtad, not in tens and twenties, in millions. In millions the Ummah is becoming murtad. Every command of Allah is being broken. The janaza of the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are coming out of the homes. Whose cry is this? Whose pain is this? Whose concern is this? There is no new Nabi to come. No farishta of Allah is going to come down.
My respected brothers, this ummah was selected, this ummah was chosen and sent to make the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In Hajjatul Wada, he exhorts his ummah, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Those who are present today, carry this message to those who are absent. His cry, his pain is transmitted to each and every ummati who was made responsible for hidayat till qiyamah. And then he says, O my ummat, in carrying out my effort and in carrying out this responsibility, do not conduct yourself in such a manner, فَلَا تُسَوِّدُوا وَجْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that you become a source of embarrassment to me on the day of judgment. That day is going to come, my respected brothers. One sahabi will be coming with his hand cut off, one with his foot cut off, one with his nose cut off, one with his ears cut off. The pious of the fast will be coming in front of Allah with the extent of their sacrifices which they gave for the deen of Allah. On that day, what have we prepared? That day is coming. The sands of time are ticking. The clock is ticking. How are we going to face Allah? How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When he will ask us, when my deen was being destroyed, when the ummah for which I finished myself was going towards Jahannam, what did you do? What reply have we prepared for that day? We are so weak. We are so useless. There isn't even one sajda that we have made that is worthy of presenting on that day. But at least, let us imitate them. Let us imitate. We are so useless that even what is good when we will do it will destroy it. But let us make nakal. Let us imitate. So that on the day of judgment, we have something to present. That, oh my beloved Nabi, I couldn't do anything, but at least I imitated your sahaba. I at least tried to copy them. Allah is Kareem. Allah is generous. Allah is such that even the imitation, if Allah accepts, Allah will give us the reward of the original. On the day of judgment, it is said, there will be one person. When his good deeds are weighed with his evil deeds, he will be short of one good deed. He will be short of one neki, one good deed. To tip the scale, it will be said to him that go and find one good deed. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. Such will be the fear of that day, that the mujrim will say to Allah, the sinner will say to Allah, that, O Allah, take my wife, take my children, take my property, take the whole of mankind, take all the wealth of the world, take all this and throw it into Jahannam, but save me from Jahannam. Such will be the state of fear. He will go from person to person. Each one will say, Nafsi, 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 I am worried about myself, I am worried about myself. Finally, he will come to one person. This person will say, I am prepared to give you one neki. He will say, how come? Everyone else said no. How are you prepared? This person will say, my whole life was spent in Allah's disobedience. I only did one good deed. It is not going to be of any good to me. You take it, at least your work will get done. He will run back to Allah with the one good deed and he will say, Ya Allah, I have found someone who is prepared to give it to me. Allah will say, Allah knows everything. Allah will say, who is that person? Call him here. That person will be brought in front of Allah. And Allah will say to him, why are you prepared to give him? This person will say, Ya Allah, I am going to Jahannam. My fate is sealed. This is only one neki I have. A whole life of disobedience. Ya Allah, I decided, let me give it to him. At least he will be safe from Jahannam. Allah will say to this person, are you trying to be more generous than me? Are you trying to be more generous than me? Are you trying to imitate my generosity? No one is more generous than me. He goes to Jannat, you also go to Jannat. So Kareem, that if even the imitation is accepted, Allah will give us the reward of the original. That day is going to come. What have we prepared, my respected brothers, to present in front of Allah? How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let us now, while we have the chance, like Anas bin Nadhr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, Ya Allah, I was deprived of Badr. If you will give me another chance, if you will give me another opportunity, Ya Allah, I will show you how I will finish myself for your deen. Uhud comes, Anas bin Nadhr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahaba running away from the battlefield, he says to Sa'd radiyallahu anhu, Wahan lirihil jannah, wahan lirihil jannah. O Saad, how beautiful is the smell of Jannat, how beautiful is the fragrance of Jannat. Wallahi, inni la ajidu rihaha min duni Uhud. Allah's qasam, I can smell Jannat coming from Uhud. And he throws himself into the battlefield. Sahaba say, they counted 80 wounds on the front of his body. No one could recognize him. Only his sister recognized him. That too from his fingertips. Minal mu'minina rijal. Minal mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadullah alayhi. Faminhum man qada nahma. Waminhum man yantadhir. Wama baddalu tabdeela. Quran speaks of only two groups among Sahaba. There was no third group. Only two groups. من المؤمنين رجال. From amongst the believers are men. صدقوا ما عهد الله عليه. They have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. Some have given their lives in the path of Allah. One group, the other group is waiting to give their lives in the path of Allah. No third group. They understood their mansab. They understood their wazifa. The hidayat of insaniyat. Was in front of them, my respected brothers. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam's cry, his pain was in front of them. One riwayat it comes that in the dead of night he gets up and he starts crying to Allah. The tears are falling down his cheeks till his Mubarak beard is filled with tears, and then the tears dip from the beard. He says to Allah, Ya Allah, Ibrahim Khalilullah made dua to Allah. إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. About his ummah, that those who will follow me, they are with me. Those who have disobeyed me, it is in your hands. You are غفور رحيم. If you want, you will forgive them. If you want, you will take them to task. Isa, Ruhullah made dua to Allah. In tu'adhibhum fa'innahum ibaduk. Wa in taghfir lahum fa'innaka antal azizul hakeem. O Allah, if you give them azab, they are your slaves. If you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. O Allah, I am not saying to you what Ibrahim said. I am not saying to you what Isa, Ruhullah said. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. What does it mean? O Allah, forgive my ummat. Ya Allah, forgive my ummat. Ya Allah, if you don't want to forgive them, still forgive them. Ya Allah, if you don't want to forgive them, still forgive them. And he cried and cried and cried till Jibreel was sent to him. And Jibreel asked him, Allah has sent me. What is worrying you? What is troubling you like this? He says to Jibreel, O Jibreel, the concern for my ummat, the concern for my ummat is making me cry like this. Jibreel goes back. Allah sends the message with Jibreel. Sanurdika fi ummatik. Sanurdika fi ummatik. O my beloved Nabi, we will please you with regards to your ummat. We will please you with regards to your ummat. Then his crying gets less. It is said, the last stages of his life, he did not forget his ummat right till the last breath. Everything was given for the effort of hidayat. Tabarani mentions the riwayat. That on his deathbed, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerned, worried about his ummah. The choice is given. Do you want to go back to Allah or do you want to remain in this world? Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel, then ask my Allah, what about my ummah? What about my ummah? Jibreel goes back to Allah. And the message is sent. Abshir, Allah sends glad tidings to you. La akhzuluka fi ummatik. And Allah gives you the assurance that Allah will not desert you with regards to your ummah. Allah will not desert you with regards to your ummah. When he hears this, then he is satisfied. Al-an qarrat ayni. Al-an qarrat ayni. Now my eyes have been cooled. Now my eyes have been cooled. Allahumma anta rafiq al-ala. Allahumma anta rafiq al-ala. Now may Allah call me to you. Now may Allah call me to you. Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala na says, it was the last night of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, I sensed that this was the last night of the life of my beloved. A desire came in my heart that at least on this one occasion, the lantern should be lit in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says there was no oil. Everything had been given. There was no oil to light the lantern. She says, I sent to the neighbor and borrowed oil and lit the lantern. She explains to her student that this was the last night of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was the first night that the lantern was lit in his home. The student says to her, O Ummul Mumineen, how is it that the lantern was never lit in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She said, there was never any surplus oil. Whatever oil there was, we used it for food. Everything was given. To the last breath, to the last breath. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. The cry for the ummah. The cry for the ummah. Oh my ummah, guard your salah. Look after the right of the subordinates. Guard your salah. Look after the right of the subordinates. As-salah, as-salah, as-salah. Like this until the ruh left the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That example Sahaba had in front of them. And they went to the four corners of the world. They understood we have been sent for hidayat. Centuries have passed. Centuries, my respected brothers. And our elders are saying that we have forgotten. And not only forgot that we forgot. Nasiyam mansiya. Sallam, to make its night, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make its cry, the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His Mubarak blood was spilled. His Tut Mubarak was made shaheed. He was injured. Sacrifice upon sacrifice he gave. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Saab rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if all our lives are given and all our families are given, we cannot pay back one drop of blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was spilt in Taif. That work, that sacrifice, which cannot pay back even one drop of his Mubarak blood, for that same effort, what is the value and what is the weight of one chilla and three chillas? Which business runs on one chilla and three chillas? Which shop runs on one chilla and three chillas? That we are saying, I am doing the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forgive us. Wherever we are, my respected brothers, the object is not bayan. In whichever corner we are, from whichever direction the sound is reaching us, look into the depths of our heart. Our gunas and our sins and our turning our back on the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can see the signs of Allah's anger around us. We are not doctors. We are not lawyers. We are not engineers. We have been sent to become the representatives of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this earth. From the depths of the heart, make tawbah. Make tawbah. Cry tears of repentance over our past. Ya Allah, your deen is dying and I haven't finished myself. Ya Allah, in my own home, your deen was destroyed. Ya Allah, forgive me. Make tawbah from the depths of the heart and make this jazbah, make this determination. Each one, the affair is between him and Allah. The sands of time are ticking. Make this decision. Ya Allah, like Sahaba said, like Anas bin Nadr radiallahu ta'ala who said, give me the opportunity and I will show you how I will finish myself for the effort of Hidayat. Make this determination. We will go to the four corners of the world so that Allah's deen must come alive. The name of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be raised on this earth. The lantern of my life will be extinguished, but the lantern of Islam will be burnt and will rise up in this world. We will go to the four corners of the world and finish ourselves calling towards Allah, inviting towards Allah, declaring the love of Allah, my wealth for Allah, my life for Allah, my time for Allah, I belong to Allah, akhirat is the goal, jannat is the goal, until my life is given in the path of Allah, until the sands of that qabr become my chadar, so that tomorrow, on the day of judgment, with dignity and with honor, we can rise up as the workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as those who are not deceived by the embellishments and the trap of this dunya. Wake up to our mansab, wake up to our wazifa. We have been sent for the work of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. For this, my respected brothers, stand up and give our names. 4 months to go in the path of Allah. My respected brothers, stand up. Make this decision. The mamla is between us and Allah. Don't look left. Don't look right. Acceptance is the only condition. Allah must accept us. Make tawbah over the past. Determination. Allah accept us. Allah use us. We want to become the seeds of Hidayat.